So you can climb over anything, even razor wire if you want to, if you know how. I've got my darkest dark clothes on, I'm wearing the night. I've got my quietest quiet shoes on, I'm a whisper hidden in the grass. My ears are pinned back, my eyes are tuned to infrared. Strapped around my waist like I'm going to heaven any minute now are 6 cans of ass-kicking heavy-duty spray paint. I'm going to paint a wall. You know this wall? Probably have a tiny chip of it in a little plastic hemisphere attached to a postcard. It split my city into 2 bits. My bit and the other bit. The bit with the tower and a bit with the department store. I lived in the lucky bit. In the lucky bit, if you were careful and did it at the right time and in the right place, nobody really minded if you painted a picture on the wall. Hooray for art. It was a very good wall for putting pictures on because in every other respect it was very boring. It was a perfect blank canvas. Like lots of other people, I made a picture on the wall. It was a picture of a woman crying. It was based on Picasso's Weeping Woman. As I said, I'm not a very original artist, but I painted it like it was on a subway car in New York, bright colours, outlined edges. If anyone asked me about it, I said the woman was my country. I said the woman was crying because she'd given birth to deformed twins. The truth was mostly that I just wanted to make Picasso look a bit hip-hop. 10 years later, they took the wall down, which was a good thing for everybody. They jackhammered it, they kicked it, and they smashed it with wrecking balls. That's where you think your chip in a postcard comes from. After they were bored with kicking it and smashing it, they started breaking it into individual rectangular chunks of toffee. Most of the toffees were thrown away. I don't know where you put bits of a wall nobody wants. Some toffees went to museums around the world to remind them how horrible the world was. The wall was. The bits of the wall with paintings on were in high demand. When all the required toffees had gone to the museums or the memorials, there were some left over and the city sold them. Or somebody sold them. The wall belonged to people who didn't exist anymore. The piece of the wall with my painting on, my hip-hop Picasso, was sold to an art collector. Collecting my art. Hooray for me. This guy bought 6 toffees, 6 paintings from the lucky side of the wall, and he arranged them in the garden of his villa in a semicircle. If you stand at the base of the semicircle, you can see them all at once. They're all good, but mine's the best. It's quite an investment. The garden of the villa is protected with a wall topped with vicious razor wire. Each can of paint is the same colour, grey, the colour of dark, dull, cheap Eastern European concrete. I'm starting at the top and working my way down to the bottom, not missing a bit, putting things back how they were.